Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
General Mills is recalling 1.8 million boxes of Cheerios, including regular Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios, that could put people with wheat allergies and celiac disease at risk. In an apologetic letter to the public, General Mills Senior Vice President and President of the Cereal Division, Jim Murphy, said, "I'm embarrassed and truly sorry to announce today that we're recalling boxes of Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios produced on several dates at their California facility. If this is something that you're worried about, you can go on to either CBSNews.com or you can look up Cheerios, and I'm sure I'm looking right now at all the SKU codes, and you can look up Honey Nut Cheerios, Honey Nut different Cheerios, yellow box Cheerios, and another different SKU of Honey Nut Cheerios." And so they're recalling all these affected boxes, and if you take them back to your store, you can get your money back. They're saying that the products containing wheat can cause illness or severe reactions for people with wheat allergies or celiac. So I guess maybe Cheerios is supposed to be one of the cereals that doesn't have wheat in it. I'm not really sure. I would have assumed that Cheerios is a wheat-containing cereal, and if I had celiac or wheat allergies, I wouldn't be eating Cheerios anyway. But I guess I don't know, and I probably should know. But in any case, this is a huge recall. So if you are somebody who bought Cheerios or Honey Nut Cheerios and you possibly have celiac or wheat allergies, take those boxes back and you can get your money back. And in the next story, there was some New Jersey-based William Campbell shares the Nobel Prize in Medicine, and these are for all natural medicine, natural-based remedies against parasites that cause malaria and river blindness. These men, three scientists, are sharing the Nobel Prize. They each got one, and it's pretty cool because you don't think of natural-based medicine as being something typically that wins the Nobel Prize, but I think more and more we're seeing natural-based medicine as sort of the base for what we're learning. And I do these shows for City of Hope and Cancer Treatment Center and all of these amazing hospitals around the country. And more we're learning about natural medicine and naturopathic. You know, on Tuesdays, I usually have Dr. Holly Lucille with me. And it's amazing the things that we're learning about what nature has provided for us. And in this case, these two discoveries have provided humankind with powerful new means to combat these debilitating diseases. And these diseases can affect hundreds of millions of people annually, really. And if you live in a third world country, the consequences in terms of improved human health and reduced suffering are really immeasurable. And I just think that it's so great when the Nobel Prize is well-deserved. If you keep track of it every year and you see who they give it to and you do a little bit of research to see what it is that they do, it's quite an amazing procedure to vet these guys and to see. I mean, there's so many people around the world right now doing amazing research. And that's what we're trying to talk about here. And actually, we're not trying. We are talking about it here at Radio MD. We're talking about so many of them and some of the latest research you're going to see out there in the world. We're discussing it with those researchers and with the best experts this world has to offer. So scroll around on Radio MD because you will see so many amazing things that we're reporting on here that it really is something you should share with your friends, share on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, because it's amazing what's going on in the world today. We have a great show coming up, so stay well and stay tuned.